Through the Bible, we learn who leads the forces of good and evil. The Lord God Almighty, our master artist, is good. Psalm 119, verse 68. Satan is a powerful angel who rebelled against God because he wanted to be more powerful than God. He is in a constant battle against God. He is evil. Isaiah chapter 14, verses 12 through 15. What did Satan want? To be like God. He is a counterfeiter. That is to say, he seeks to be a fake imitation of the master artist. Counterfeit, pronounced counterfeit, an imitation intended to be passed off, deceptively, as genuine. There's actually a guy who is a pretty good artist named Mark Landis. He's so good, hardly anybody can tell his paintings from the works of famous master artists. He makes them by painting over copies and pictures of the real things. Would you believe that he's tricked 60 museums in 20 states when he donated art to them and told them it was actually by a famous artist? In reality, it was painted in his own house by his own hand. He is a counterfeiter. Even though the museum staff carefully examined the paintings, they were fooled. Mark Landis was that good when it came to being a counterfeiter. He spent a lot of his life trying to pretend his work was in the name of other master artists. If God is the master artist, Satan is the master counterfeiter. But while Mark Landis isn't an evil man and meant no real harm with the art he created, Satan is very evil and can create a lot of damage in our lives. The Bible says that if we could see him, he would not look evil at all. Satan disguises himself as an angel of light. Satan is not only good at making fakes, but he is good at faking you out. He tries to convince you that you are not a masterpiece when you really, truly are. There's one thing you must know about the counterfeiter above all else. He cannot be trusted. The Bible says there is no truth in him. When he lies, he speaks out of his own character, for he is a liar and the father of lies. John chapter 8, verse 44. One of his favorite things to lie to you about is your value. He wants to convince you that you are not a masterpiece created by the master artist. If he can do that, the world won't see you and remember God. Remember, that's the true purpose of your beauty, to remind people, God was here. God is here. Expect to be lied to when it comes to beauty in general. Case in point, almost any photo you see on the internet, billboards, posters, advertisements, is one big fat lie. The tricks of the trade really have to be seen to be believed. So let me introduce you to the leading photo-altering program, Photoshop. Using it, we can make almost anything look real.